Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Bitcoin 1 Million, The Final Chapter of Fiat, by Fred Krueger. Co-authored with Ben Sigman, is a Bitcoin thesis book that argues for a major monetary transition away from fiat currency and toward Bitcoin. Positioned at the intersection of macroeconomics, monetary theory, and Bitcoin valuation, it aims to give readers a structured case for why Bitcoin could continue appreciating over the long term, potentially reaching a seven-figure price. The book is not presented as a trading guide or a speculative memoir. Instead, it frames Bitcoin as a monetary standard that may replace an increasingly fragile fiat system. Based on the available descriptions and reviews, its purpose is to strengthen conviction through logic, data, and comparative analysis. It also tries to equip readers with language and frameworks they can use to explain Bitcoin to others, especially during periods of volatility and uncertainty. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Bitcoin is the successor to an ending fiat system. The book's central claim is that Bitcoin should be understood in relation to the slow unwinding of the fiat monetary order. Rather than treating Bitcoin as just another investment asset, it presents it as a possible successor to a system built on money printing, debt expansion, and political discretion. This framing matters because it shifts the reader from short-term price thinking to structural monetary analysis. If the fiat system is losing credibility over time, then Bitcoin's scarcity, neutrality, and lack of issuer risk become the basis for its monetary appeal. The authors appear to use this lens to explain why many believers become more confident during market drawdowns. The thesis is not about timing a rally, but about understanding a long transition in the global monetary structure. That approach differentiates the book from simpler bullish commentary because it grounds Bitcoin in a broader historical and institutional argument rather than in momentum alone. Secondly, a math and logic-driven valuation case for $1 million. A defining feature of the book is its attempt to build a rigorous valuation case for Bitcoin reaching $1 million. According to the available summaries, the authors rely on math, logic, and data rather than narrative enthusiasm. That means the book is likely structured around reasoning about supply scarcity, adoption dynamics, power laws, and comparative asset performance. The value of this approach is that it gives readers a framework instead of a slogan. In a market where price predictions are often dismissed as speculation, the book tries to show why the target is not merely aspirational but compatible with observed patterns and monetary constraints. Even if readers do not accept the forecast in full, the method is useful because it encourages disciplined thinking about upside scenarios and probability. The strength of the book here is that it treats valuation as a process of comparison and inference, not as a simple expression of belief. Thirdly, comparing Bitcoin with gold. Equities, real estate, and fiat. One of the more practical ideas associated with the book is its side-by-side comparison of Bitcoin with major traditional assets such as gold, stocks, real estate, and fiat currency itself. This perspective is important because it asks what a Bitcoin holder should think about competing stores of value and productive assets. Rather than analyzing Bitcoin in isolation, the book appears to measure it against the monetary and investment roles that other assets have historically served. That comparison can clarify why Bitcoin may be viewed as superior by its supporters. It offers fixed supply, portability, and independence from central issuance, while many traditional assets depend on institutions, leverage, or policy conditions. At the same time, comparing Bitcoin to equities or real estate helps readers understand that the thesis is not only about price appreciations, but about asset selection in a changing monetary regime. This section of the book likely helps readers translate Bitcoin belief into portfolio reasoning, which is more concrete than ideological enthusiasm. Fourthly, risk management. Conviction and the psychology of holding. The book is also described as a guide to holding Bitcoin through volatility, which suggests a strong emphasis on investor psychology and risk discipline. That matters because many people understand Bitcoin intellectually, but fail to maintain positions during severe drawdowns. By discussing tools such as the Kelly Criterion, the book appears to move beyond simple advocacy and into allocation discipline. This is a meaningful distinction, since a thesis is only useful if it can survive emotional stress and changing market conditions. The book seems designed to help readers build conviction that is grounded in structure rather than fear or hype. It also addresses the practical challenge of explaining Bitcoin to skeptical friends, family, or colleagues. That communication function is important because durable conviction often depends on being able to articulate the reasoning clearly, not just privately believing it. In this way, the book treats conviction as a skill that can be strengthened through analysis and repeated justification. Lastly, quantum risk, treasury companies, stablecoins, and the broader Bitcoin ecosystem. Beyond the core monetary thesis, the book appears to explore several adjacent topics that shape Bitcoin's future context, including quantum risk, treasury companies, and stablecoins. These additions broaden the book beyond a narrow price forecast and show attention to the surrounding ecosystem. Quantum risk matters because it addresses one of the most serious technical objections to Bitcoin's long-term security model, even if the issue remains theoretical today. Treasury companies and stablecoins matter because they connect Bitcoin to capital markets, corporate balance sheet strategy, and the expanding financial infrastructure built around digital assets. Including these themes suggests the authors want readers to think not only about Bitcoin as a protocol, but about Bitcoin as a monetary center within a wider system of instruments and institutions. This broader treatment helps the book stand out from works that stop at basic monetization narratives. It presents Bitcoin as a living financial regime with technical, corporate, and systemic layers that all influence its future trajectory. In conclusion, Bitcoin 1 million, the final chapter of fiat, is best suited for readers who already take Bitcoin seriously and want a more structured, macro-level framework for understanding its long-term role. It will be especially useful for investors, analysts, and intellectually curious readers who want to connect Bitcoin valuation with monetary history, asset comparison, and portfolio discipline. The practical benefit is not just a price thesis, but a set of arguments that can help readers think more clearly during volatility and communicate the case to others with greater precision. Compared with many Bitcoin books, it appears to stand out for its explicit focus on logic, probabilistic reasoning, and the breakdown of fiat as a system rather than on introductory explanation or biography. Its coverage of topics such as power laws, allocation discipline, quantum risk, and related market infrastructure gives it a broader scope than a simple bullish manifesto. For readers looking for conviction that is grounded in structure rather than enthusiasm, this book offers a distinctive and timely synthesis. If you would like to support Fred Krueger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.